This is our returning champion, Lynn Lucas from Cleveland, Ohio. Stand by to see Lynn play for a diamond ring valued at $12,000. Today on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a BMW valued at $22,478 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Thank you very much. Karen, is that you whistling? My goodness. Hi there.
Welcome to Sale of the Century. Our champion came and joined us from Cleveland. She's made herself at home here. Very fine champion. Lynn Lucas.
Hi,
Lynn. You came out for a visit to join us, and here you sit, and now with $403 in your bank account, you need a win with just $42 more, and you could walk away with a $12,000 ladies' ring, $127 away from a luxury automobile. You are up among the big things. Are you ready to go?
Yes, I am.
Incidentally, now you've passed a lot of things along the way, but
yes,
with the Fame Game and with Instant Bargains, you're over $7,000 in cash and prizes in your pocket already. And that, of course, you are not risky. Good luck. Here to introduce the challenger, Summer Bartholomew. It's nice when the champion has a lot of things that you know they're going to keep.
Yes, especially if she gets that ring.
Oh, you like that ring.
Oh, do
you don't want to give that up.
No, I don't.
Who did you bring us?
This challenger almost became the fifth top. From Plainsboro, New Jersey, give a big hand to Michael Bishelia.
Hello there, Michael.
And this lady teaches people the right way to move. Originally from Ada, Oklahoma, give a warm welcome to Suze Angel.
Hello there, Suze. See you a little later with some missing bargains. Suze, you teach people the right way to move.
My specialty, actually, is teaching businessmen how to manage their stress, how to cope with life more effectively.
Oh, sounds good. So how they move through life, I guess, right?
Exactly.
Well, good to have you here with us, Suze. Sounds like we could all use that a little bit occasionally. And Michael, you almost became the fifth top.
Yes, I once had an opportunity to sing with the four tops, and I tried to get a Motown contract out of them, but I just couldn't quite get them
just
to go
didn't,
with it.
Didn't fit in with the group, huh?
No.
Well, we'll start our reach out. No, that's okay. Michael, nice to have you here. They're a fine group. Listen, there were five in the Temptations. They worked with the four tops a lot.
I told them that.
That's right. Nice to have you here, Michael. Good luck to all three of you. Now, let's start you off with $20. Player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion. Gets to do some great shopping. And, of course, Lynn closing in on some big things. Suze and Michael trying to stop her. Here we go, starting with this for $5. In the popular films, who played the boxer Rocky? Lynn.
Sylvester Stallone.
You got it. $5 for the correct answer. Lynn goes to $25. During the first week in April, these Washington, D.C. landmarks usually bloom. Lynn.
The cherry trees.
You got it. Two in a row for the champion. It's $30 for Lynn. On which continent is Swahili a language? Michael.
Africa.
Africa it is. And Michael gets his first five on the plus side to 25. In mythology, when Jason and the Argonauts, Suze?
The Golden Fleece.
Yeah, that's what their quest was. You got it. You got it. Nicely done. You go to 25 as well. In the game of blackjack, the ace is worth either 1, Lynn.
Or 11.
That's the other one, and Lynn goes to 35. Wow. Players are jumping in that quick. It is time now for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise, sale surprise with a cash bonus could come up at any time. Lynn, you have a $10 lead over Michael. Now, you're already only $7 away from that ring, so you've got some room. You might be interested in this.
Lynn, this gift will be music to your ears. A 23-watt component rack system with integrated stereo amplifier, turntable, and cassette deck with a soft touch. Plus, two-way speakers, a noise reduction system, furnished by Sharp. It's normally priced at $599. Today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only
$5. $599 stereo system. Beautiful stereo system for just $5.
It's lovely, Jim.
You've got a $10 lead. If you bought it, you would still have the lead. You would have a $5 lead. I know you're closing in on that diamond ring,
right,
but as I say, you only need 42. What, Michael?
It's going in his pocket.
I'm reaching in my pocket, that's right. And lo and behold, out of my pocket has come $300 in cash. That's an $899 bargain for $5. You still have a $5 lead. Going once, going twice. No sale. I thought Michael was going to reach over there and hit your buzzer for you, Lynn. Back with this, and Lynn's got that $10 lead. A classic motion picture held its world premiere in 1939. Lynn?
Gone with the Wind?
At Lowe's Grand Theater in Atlanta, Georgia, you are right. 1939, yeah, I guess you had to think of Gone with the Wind. Very nicely done. You've added another five. What state boasts cities known as Sheboygan? Lynn?
Wisconsin.
And Oshkosh was the other Wisconsin it is. Lynn, the 45, she's very quick to make buzzer. Which lovesick Shakespearean character uttered the line, but soft, what light? Michael.
Romeo.
Gee, and I was going to say it so well. You're right, Romeo it is, and Michael goes to second place all by himself at $30. Lynn leads by 15. We're going to play the fame game now, playing for a pick of the fame game board. Buzz in when you know a famous person. I am an actor born in England in 1907. I made my stage debut in Taming of the Shrew. My first Broadway appearance in 1929. Suze.
Laurence Olivier.
You are right. It is Sir Laurence Olivier. Suze, you've got yourself a pick of the board.
How about number four?
And behind number four, we have hair care products. Andis quality personal care appliances for the whole family. Designed for travel or home use. An assortment of hair helpers for your beauty needs. Furnished by Andis.
That's very nice. That's $350 worth of hair care products. They are yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. Enjoy them. Incidentally, talking with Laurence Olivier, we didn't get to one point. It was interesting. Greta Garbo refused him as her leading man in Queen Christina. I think he managed to survive in spite of that. We'll be right back. Lynn Lucas already has enough money for that fabulous $12,000 ladies' ring, but she must win, and she's got the lead right now. It is Lynn at 45, Michael at 30, Suze at 25. We're back with this. Name the ancient stone monument which still dominates, Michael?
Stonehenge.
Salisbury Plain in southern England, Stonehenge it is, and Michael at 35. She keeps pressing Lynn. The classic Everly Brothers hit song of the 50s, Lynn?
Wake Up, Little Susie.
That's exactly what it demanded. Wake up, Little Susie. Good anticipation by these. But Suze is looking at Michael and Lynn like, my goodness, how are you two doing this? The German word... Okay. The German word which means lightning war, Michael?
Blitzkrieg.
Blitzkrieg is what it is, and Michael very quick goes to 40. Which sensory organ gives us our sense of balance? Michael?
The ear.
The ear, the inner ear, to be specific, the ear acceptable, you're up to 45. But Lynn, it's still you in the lead. You've got a $5 lead, but can we interest you in this?
Lynn, add taste to your decor with this Corsican baker's rack, a wrought iron reproduction of an antique French baker's rack with solid brass accents. Furnished by Corsican. It's normally priced at $815. Today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $10.
I wouldn't get too near him. Be very careful there. Now, Lynn, you are furnishing an apartment.
That's right.
This would be fabulous in your apartment.
Yes, it would be.
Now, it's $815. Mm-hmm. You're going for some big things, so I really have to make it worth your while.
That's
if
right.
You're
going
to buy it. As you say, you have enough money. All you've really got to do is win. You'll have more than $42. You can have that ring. You've got a $5 lead, so instead of selling you this $815 baker's tray or table...
Rack.
Thank you. See how much I know about the kitchen. For $10, I'll sell it to you for $5.
Oh, gosh.
You would be in a tie with Michael, and you'd have an $815 rack. Going once. Going twice. No sale. Closing in on that ring.
I don't know how to cook, Jim. I'm sorry.
See, we could send Greg over and...
That's okay.
No, I wouldn't do that either. The invention of what sport is credited to a man named Abner Doubleday? Lynn.
Baseball.
She knows about baseball. I remember. Lynn goes to 55. How many copies of a 45 RPM record does a singer, Michael?
Two.
Boy, if they gave gold records for selling two, we'd be in. No, you got to sell a million to get a gold record. This time the quick buzzer costs you, Michael, you lose five. Sorry about that. Down to 40. In area, it is the smallest of the 50 states. Lynn.
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island it is, and Lynn's lead is now $20 over Michael. Give me the surname of the Russian composer whose Christian name, Lynn.
Sergei Rachmaninoff.
Uno. I was going to give you Peter Ilyich, and you had to give me Tchaikovsky.
Oh.
Tchaikovsky. And the champion takes a backward step, losing five, down to 55. Buzz in when you know what the following list represents. Folsom, Leavenworth, San... Michael?
Prisons.
San Quentin, they're all prisons. You are right. Michael again pulls in with the $10 of Lynn. This is another one of a true story. Our staff dug it up. Absolutely true. A prisoner, talking about prisons, a prisoner at the Pasco County Jail in Newport Richey, Florida, began an escape attempt by hiding in a garbage can. He was discovered during roll call, however, when he heard his name and compulsively shouted out from the can, "Here!" Not a smart man. We'll be right back. Ed Lucas with more than enough money for that $12,000 ring and still the lead. Lynn at 55, Michael at 45, Sue's not out of it at 25. There is a 5, 10, and now a $15 money card up there on the board someplace. Second crack of the fame game, looking for a famous thing. I am a social dance, developed from the German Weller and the... Lynn.
The waltz.
The waltz is right. With practically no information, Lynn gets that pick of the board.
Number three, please.
And behind number three, we have gold dumbbells. The spectacular set of dumbbells in 22-karat gold plate. Functional and attractive with teakwood carrying case. From Ivanko Barbell Company.
Well, that's certainly an unusual prize. That gets added to your total there, and I think they get you up somewhere near $8,000 that you've got from the fame game and instant bargains. But you didn't find the money card. That's a break for the challengers. They stay up there. We'll add the 25 later. All three of you win this for five. What state did Robert Kennedy represent, Michael?
New York.
In the Senate, it was indeed New York, and Michael pulls it within $5 of Lynn. For what unusual phenomenon do the letters ESP, Michael?
Extrasensory perception.
That's what they stand for, and Michael ties Lynn at 55. In what long-running TV series did a character named Richard Kimball, Michael?
The Fugitive.
He searched for the one-armed man, three in a row with the challenger, and he's in the lead by five. Yes. Michael, you've got the lead at a great time because it's your opportunity to buy. Instant bargain, a $5 lead. Would you like this?
Michael, set sail for fun with this lightweight maneuverable tubie boat. Combines a fiberglass hull with an inflatable tube. It's designed for durability and stability in the water. Furnished by Water Ventures. It's normally priced at $1,085. Today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $15.
Isn't that terrific? You an outdoorsman, Michael?
A little bit.
Little bit. Doesn't sound too... You have youngsters, though, right?
One little girl, but she's only 16 months.
16? Well, we don't want to rock her to bed. I mean, take her out in the boat, nice and quiet and all. It's $15 normally. It's a $1,085 boat, but I like ties. I don't want to sell it to you for $15, Michael. You can have the over $1,000 boat for the value of one question. You can have it for $5. Going once, going twice. No sale. Michael hangs on to that lead, and if he does, Lynn is out a $12,000 ring. Let's see how it all comes out after this. Well, as I mentioned, the pressure is on the champion right now because she must win for that ring. She has enough money, $42 what she needs, but she also needs the win, not risking those other prizes you picked up, but the major prizes in the back. Lynn's at 55. Michael, who did not want to buy, hangs on to the $5 lead at 60, and Sue's is at 25, but Sue's, you're not out of it because there'll be a $25 money card a little bit later on with that third and final fame game. Let's get back with this, a good game. Name the Christian sacrament marked by the symbolic use of water. Sue's.
Holy Communion.
No. Wash away original sin. Baptism. Water baptism. You lose $5. Sorry about that for the incorrect answer. Down to 20. Nicknamed the Magnolia State. Michael. Mississippi. I was going to give you more information, but the Magnolia State is Mississippi. Michael loses $5, and Michael and Lynn are in a tie at 55. You are visiting the Pushkin Museum of Fine Arts. Lynn.
Soviet Union, Moscow.
That's where you are, and you're in the lead by five. Yes. $5 still separate Michael and Lynn. Third and final crack of the fame game right now. A famous place. I am a country in the Southwest Pacific. Although I consist of more than 7,000 islands, most of... Michael taking a chance.
Indonesia.
Incorrect. A break for the ladies. Michael is out of the rest of the question. No dollar value. You're playing for a pick of the board. You stay at 55. I'll clear the board. Continue for Suze and Lynn. Although I consist of more than 7,000 islands, most of my people live on only 11 of them. The ancestors of my people came from Indonesia and Malaysia. I was colonized by the Spanish, who gave me to the United States. Lynn.
The Philippines.
The Philippines is exactly who it is. And Lynn, most importantly, gets control of that board. And now, what number are you going to pick?
Number nine, please.
And behind number nine, we have $10.
Where were the other two figures,
Governor? Behind the number one and the number eight.
But she found a $10 money card, and that gives her a little bit of breathing space as Lynn goes to 70. And now we finish up the game with the speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. Michael, you are back in. You're at 55. Sue's at 20. Lynn is at 70. Should she win with more than 42, she's got that ring if she wants to take it. Michael trailing by only 15. Good luck. We start the speed round now. What state has the capital of Des Moines? Michael.
Iowa.
Right. What holiday do we celebrate on February 14th? Michael.
Valentine's Day.
Right. What type of athlete would use a sparring partner? Lynn.
Boxer.
Right. In the Catholic Church, what title is given to a person? Lynn.
Deacon or priest.
Wrong. Name the knight who was Lady Guinevere's secret lover. Michael.
Lancelot.
Right. What country's currency is based on the Deutschmark? Michael.
Germany.
Right. In Shakespeare, Juliet said that parting is such sweet. Michael.
Sorrows.
Right. How many years are in a score? Michael.
20.
Right. By what name is author Samuel Clemens? Lynn.
Mark Twain.
Right. Which of our presidents called his wife Lady Bird? Michael.
Johnson.
Right. What European city is known as the Eternal? Michael.
Paris.
Wrong. The life of Captain John Smith was saved. Michael.
Pocahontas.
Right. Andrew Johnson became president after the assassination. Suze.
Abraham Lincoln.
Right. Name the Russian nobleman who wrote War and Peace. Lynn.
Tolstoy.
Right. Where is your pineal gland? Lynn.
Your neck, throat.
Wrong. Name the great English writer who was nicknamed Time Is Up, and Michael is the new champion. He has dethroned Lynn in the speed round. Coming from behind. Oh. Back to the champion in just a moment in a sensational speed round. Congratulations. First of all, the pineal gland is in the head, the brain, the skull. Anything like that would be acceptable. The eternal city, Michael, you missed out on, is Rome. Rome, but he didn't need it. And what title is given to a person in the Catholic Church who has been canonized, Lynn?
Oh, saint.
And that is, of course, a saint. The quick buzzer cost you there. We have to say goodbye to this fine champion, but my goodness, I know you didn't make it to the diamond ring, but you have certainly done so very well with a luxurious picnic hamper. You've got a stereo, range, washer dryer, the bedding, the metal detector, jade ring, color TV, those gold dumbbells, $1,275 in cash. You're leaving us with $8,181 in cash and prizes.
Thank you, Jim. I had a wonderful time.
You're a terrific champion. Good luck with your studies in graduate school. I know you are going to make a great, great next Sigmund Freud, I remember. Thank you for joining us. Suze, you've got the hair supplies worth $350 with the cash in front of you, $375. Congratulations to you. But Michael Vischella, trying to be the fifth top, has now become the champion. Michael, let's go shopping. Well, you really did it with that speed round. You were trailing by 5 going in, and you came out winning by 15, and with a very good total. I must say, it's always nice, though, when a fine champion, even if she loses, it's nice to know she had a great total over $8,000. Fine champion. And so, too, are you. You've got $90 right now, and you want to rest on your laurels. This is a great first-level prize. Say yes. You can walk away with this in your pocket.
Here's the shopping spree of the century. Indulge yourself with a fantasy trip to all of your favorite stores. Make your dreams come true. If you want it, it's yours. This luxurious treat, normally priced at $3,000, yours on sale of the century for only $85.
Normally costs just $85, and Jay was talking about shopping spree, but what it amounts to is that you give me your $90, or give me $85, and I'll give you $3,000 in cash, and you leave. Or you could put that money, your $90, in the bank and play on, taking the risk that you could continue to win. Now, all of our prize merchandise changes. We change it every 5 shows, so should you decide to come back and pass on this $3,000 in cash, the next thing up the line will be a computer, and you are $85 away from that. So you need another win and $85 more for the computer. Then there is a fabulous necklace after that for $260. $340 would get you a beautiful grand piano. We usually have a lovely trip, and this, I think, is one of the loveliest. $445 would get you a trip to Australia. A nice car, beautiful car for $530. And as always, $750 gets you every prize on this stage, plus this.
A cash jackpot of $68,000.
That jackpot has been building. So, Michael, this is the decision right now. Say yes, and you can trade in $85 of your $90 and leave us with $3,000 in cash, or put the money in the bank, play on, the computer is next, the necklace after that. Think about it. Big decision. We'll get your answer right into this. Mm-hmm.
Michael Bishello from Princeton, New Jersey, right? You're in the, what business? Electronics business. Travel
right.
All, you asked if you could touch this. I'll let you hold it. There you go. I mean, all you just say yes, and yeah, that's real stuff. You just say yes, and you can put that in your pocket, and you are $3,000 richer, and go back to Princeton, I would suspect, with a very big smile. Or you give me that back, and we'll put your $90 in the bank, you'd have to win again for the computer coming up next. What's it going to be?
This is against my better judgment, but I think I'm going to come back.
So I'm going to take back the money. We'll put the $90 in the bank. Michael's going to take the risk that he can continue to win. And, of course, if he gets up high enough, that cash jackpot continues to grow. $69,000, two new challenges next time against Michael on Sale of the Century. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. I did not think I was going to do that until the last second.
Prices or manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.